the judges of the competition-based reality TV show Bake That cringed as they looked up from my s'mores cake. The taste is there, but I have to admit, it's kind of dry. The celebrity baker, Wendy Fitz, her perfectly plucked eyebrow arched as she set down her fork.
I'm more concerned with the fact that it doesn't taste like your heart was in it, honey.
Jesse French, also known as the bad boy baker, pushed his chin-length hair out of his face as he focused on me. Gulping, I nodded. My gaze flicked over to the blonde contestant three people down to my right. I couldn't rip my eyes away from the coconut cream cake sitting on the table in front of her. My coconut cream cake. Well, she made it, so it wasn't mine in that sense, but it was my recipe. I glanced up as Ginny Fox, the last judge and the host of Bake That, said something about my cake that I didn't hear. The judges frowned as they moved on, seeing that I was mostly unresponsive. But I couldn't help being distracted by that damn cake at the end of the row. It had started during the baking portion of the competition, when I'd made the mistake of looking over to see what Sandra was making. The fact that she had grabbed coconut had made my chest tighten slightly. But when I saw her infusing the coconut into the browning butter, I near about tossed my lunch right there on camera. As proud as I was of myself for not throwing up on television, I had been decidedly distracted after that and hadn't put my heart into the cake I was making. Yes, Jesse had been all too right. My eyes dropped to my graham cracker-inspired cake with chocolate filling and toasted marshmallow frosting. My shoulders slumped forward. It did look dry. There was nothing I wanted to do more than just curl up under the white tablecloth-covered tasting table and never come out. Instead, I watched as the judges made their way down to my former new friend, soon-to-be arch-nemesis, Sandra. We'd roomed together this week for the show, and I'd gotten an obviously false impression that we were going to be fast friends. She laughed at everything I said, and before I knew what I was doing, I was telling her all about my newest recipe, a new take on my mom's coconut cream cake. I was still working out some kinks, so I hadn't planned on using it on the show, but I was so excited about it, I just wanted to share.